endeavoring, striving, laboring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, and then be a peacemaker by all means. For blessed are the peacemakers. You'll be happy, you'll be blessed, and you'll be called the children of God. And I tell you what, you want that eulogy put upon your record? Yes, you do. In Romans 12, verse 4, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Then he exhorts us, after we've got all these gifts, having them gifts differing according to the grace, let love be without dissimulation. Dissimulation, love without dissimulation means you love one another without separating, without dividing, without splitting asunder. I'm going to withdraw. That's not love. That is not love, ladies and gentlemen. The Bible said have love without that old dissimulation. I ain't going to join up. I'm going to be gone. I'm taking off. I ain't there no more. No. Boy, that don't have nothing to do with love. Now mark that off your list. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good, be kindly affectioned one toward another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality, bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not, rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. That's unity. Mind not high things, condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Don't be a smart aleck. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men, and if it be possible, and it usually is, as much as lieth in you or in your power, live peaceably with all men and women. It lies in your power. It lies in your power. Yes, it does. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. My Lord have mercy. What a beautiful experience as we walk this life, the road of life together, encountering opposition, encountering the devil's traps, cunning devices to overthrow us, to defeat us, to destroy us, and then get in here and want to jower at each other. When there's no justification for it. Not a stinking bit. God have mercy sakes. Point the finger at somebody else and go look in the mirror and you see exactly where your problem lies. Right there, that face you see in the mirror, not that you see in the rear view mirror. That's what gets you in trouble, looking at that rear view mirror. You're going to hit somebody from the rear end and you're always at fault. When you hit somebody's rear end, you're always at fault. Did you know that? No matter what kind of weather it is or what the driving conditions are, but what the situation was, if you hit anybody from the rear end, you're to blame. Praise God. The only thing worse than a rear end collision is head on. Looking in the rear view mirror. I'm looking back there. Somebody back there? I don't like. Somebody back there is giving me a hard time. Somebody back there is causing me all kind of trouble. Somebody right back there. Right back there. Right back there. You ought to turn that one up here and turn it down and keep looking up there. I see that varmint. Caused me all that trouble. There you are. I'm going to look the other way. I don't want to see that varmint. Turn it off. Lord, God have mercy sakes. Folks, quit blaming somebody else for your problems. You're the one that blames it, that's caused it. Let me get a couple more scriptures in here. I got time now. As long as the tape lasts, I'm going to hold you to the fire. Philippians 1. This is a great scripture. Verse 27. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, keeping the unity of the Spirit, with one mind, in the unity of, in the bond of peace, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries. Don't let your adversaries scare you to death. Praise God. Now back to Ephesians, the fifth. Part of the fourth chapter and part of the fifth here, very briefly. Verse 25, Ephesians 4. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we're members one of another. That's another thing that'll solve your problem, if you'll tell the truth about it and quit slanting it to suit your little twisted up version of it. You know, most Christians, when they get in difficulty, they cannot tell the truth. Not straight. They'll have a little bit in it. They won't tell it straight. And you can never settle nothing until you get up here before them saints to where there's two sides and they determine which one is lying. Do you know that? If you don't tell the truth, what is that? I think there's a word in the Bible called lying. And it says here, put away lying. Speak every man truth with his neighbor. We're members one of another. Be angry and sin not. Don't give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal. I mean, steal no more. One preacher's reading that to his congregation. He said, let him that stole steal. No more let him work with his hands. That's about the reason why the churches like they are today. That's what they hear, such a mess as that. All right, verse 30, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all that old ill will and malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. The next chapter 5 begins. So hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering, and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Then fornication, uncleanness, covetousness, don't let it be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, foolish talking, nor jesting. For you know this, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, one preacher called that an idolater, whatever it is, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Praise God. Verse 13, all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. When you're going to straighten up a matter, you got to hear all sides and everybody involved trying to hide it from somebody. I don't want somebody to know it. You'll never settle anything. You'll go to hell or somewhere with that stinking old malice and envy and greed and hard feelings when you don't bring it out in the open and say it's got to be made straight. I mean, when your brother's offended, I ain't talking about things God forgave you for. I'm talking about an offended brother or sister. When you got a quarrel with a brother or sister, it must be settled God's way. It's not going to be settled on your terms. God won't never agree to your terms. No way. This works for everybody. If it's a big matter, a little matter, a lot of money or not much money, or it involves two people or a bunch of people, it works equally, just justly. Ha ha ha! Praise the Lord! I love God's way. Hallelujah! Woo! Praise God! I want a kangaroo court right now. Hallelujah! All right, Acts the first chapter. My Lord, have mercy. I'm going to go to Acts the fourth chapter. I don't have time for that. Acts 4:24. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, and made heaven, land, and sea. Now these people in one mind and one accord, they had the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, and you can see how God operated through the Spirit, through them, for them, to the glory of Jesus Christ. In verse 31, this same group had all been beat up, and when they prayed, The place was shaken where they were assembled, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed, see, those people had honest hearts that came into that group. When you bring people into a group that's got the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace, you're going to have them just like this. The multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that all of the things which he possessed was his own, and they had all things common. All right, that same Spirit was upon them in the fifth chapter. I want you to note this very briefly, very quickly, verse 12. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. What happened? Verse 14. Believers were the more added to the Lord in multitudes, both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets, laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. In verse 16, the last clause said, they were healed, every one. One mind, one accord, unity, unity of the Spirit, unity of the faith, and the bond of peace.